This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 376 for Wednesday, December 16th, 2020. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the last podcast.
Of the year.
Of the year.
Yes.
Of 2020.
So after this, we're going to take a break for a couple of weeks, which means after at the end, I can say, see you next year.
See you next year.
There you go. All right. So give me the joke.
So, you know, this last week, did you get this thing from Spotify about the year in review kind of thing? And it tells you about, you know, the number of tunes you've watched, listened to the most and repeat and all that stuff.
You had way more songs than I did.
I know, right? And, you know, I learned something interesting. Did you know there's a category for national anthems? Do you know what they're classified as?
National anthems?
Country.
That's cute. That was actually funny. Oh my God. All year. You finally got one that's funny.
Oh, first of all, we should mention we have new coffee mugs.
I love these.
This week.
Thank you to Larry.
Special thanks to Larry Baronis from Larry's Fountain Pens.
These are great. These are big.
Sent us and Dave.
Yes.
Starbucks coffee mugs, with a little Texas flair on them.
I was going to say there's a big-ass mug, but it's from Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas, so. No, these are great.
No, it's great. I like that it's kind of slender, too.
Yes, so it'll fit in the cup holder.
Fit in my bag easier, so. Thank you, Larry. Really appreciate it. So last week we talked about Esterbrook, SD, Rocky Top.
Leave that in. That's
and
cute.
Peacock in the oversized.
Yes.
And now mentioned that the standard were coming and the standard are here.
Can we just call them regular size?
Regular size. Well, whatever
like
you want to call
them.
Fun size. They're not fun size. That's the lilac
two.
Slim.
Yes. So in the standard size, you know,
this
these
is great.
Are
I like this Rocky Top a lot. It's really
well, good,
a cool.
Because I like the Peacock.
The Rocky Top has this gray and orange and white, kind of amberish swirl to it. And they're made out of that diamond cast resin. And so they do have a little sparkle to them.
Absolutely. The Peacock is exactly...
What you'd expect.
What you'd expect. All the different colors in a peacock's tail.
Like blue, green, lime, purple, yeah. All
turquoise. Sorts of it's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. We have a very limited quantity of these.
Yes.
They are sold out at Kenro, which means what we have is what we have. Now, we are out of the oversized, but we are getting a few more. So there are more oversized, but the regular size, standard size, what we have is all we're going to get.
So they're sold out after we placed our order.
We can't buy anymore.
Okay.
There are no more for us to buy except for oversize, which we do have some coming. So if you're looking for the oversized version, we will be getting some more. Sign up for the back in stock notification. When they get in, you'll be notified.
Okay.
But the regular size, really, really a good looking pen. That Rocky Top is off the charts. So we got a couple things with that. First of all.
I'm trying to give stuff away to you guys. Help me out here.
We're trying to get rid of stuff.
I don't want to count it.
They're available in extra fine, fine, medium, broad, 1.1, and for a slightly extra fee, the journaler nib, the Gina journaler nib.
Okay.
So they're available all those nib sizes. They have gold trim, so the nibs are the gold-plated steel.
Okay.
And with every purchase, we are giving away the Esterbrook tan single pen sleeve.
Yes.
The leather pen sleeve, which is pretty cool. And new just this week... the Esterbrook rubber stamp.
Cool.
So it's got the old vintage R. Esterbrook & Company design on there.
Don't you have like that dip pen box?
I may actually have the actual...
That'd be cool.
The actual metal plate for this in my collection somewhere. I have a bunch of plates. But anyway, these are free for a limited time, these stamps. We should mention real quick...
that it's now December and you can start to use your 2021 Hobonichi.
If you haven't already, you can start using your Hobonichi. Right. We are sold out of the planners. Planners are gone. The Teichos, the Weeks, the Cousins are all gone. We do have a few covers.
Okay, and the Teicho covers.
Teicho covers, A6 covers available.
And what about?
For a reduced price over, you know, what the...
Right.
What
the, because we broke them up.
We broke them up, yeah.
Okay. And then what about the memo pads or the notebooks? We still have a few
we
of...
We still have...
A couple of those.
Yeah, we still have some A6 notebooks, and we do have memo pads in A6 and A5.
Yes, the weeks are gone. Yeah. Which is sad.
And the A5, sadly, the A5 notebooks are gone. We had somebody who actually bought like
24 of them.
25. Yeah, it was great. But anyway, so we have some of those available left. Start using your Hobonichi now.
All right, Lamy Notebooks. And so they have some really beautiful notebooks, and we just wanted to show you a few. I like the hardcover that all come in. There are only a few
options.
It's a
very nice color.
You want one?
Yeah, I do want one.
a silver hardcover.
Well, you know, this would look good with like the brushed silver studio or Scala or something.
Or the Lamy 2000 in brushed stainless.
It's neat. It's like a brushed steel kind of finish.
With matching end papers,
We got black, blue, and brown.
Burgundy. And then, so in the A5, and then also in the smaller size.
I like this little A6 guy.
They all have the same ruling.
It's kind of a graphish ruling?
Graph line dot kind of combination.
Seems to be more popular these days.
Companies are kind of moving toward that? I think companies are learning that you can kind of take care of all the different needs for a lot of people by doing something, you know, not as many people like graph, but some people absolutely love it. Some people like the dot because they can do their bullet journaling. I personally have to have lines. I'm all over the place. Yeah. The hardcover all come in the brushed silver covers. And then we have the soft cover also in the same sizes in several different colors.
This bright green.
Yeah, you're not going to lose that in your messenger
bag. I kind of like that green. Now, the white is kind of neat too because the white has a lime green. I guess they all have a
lime green ribbon marker and a matching color ribbon marker.
But it stands out on the
white.
It just really jumps out at you.
Yes.
Yeah. So we've got, so what are the colors here? We've got black.
Blue.
Is that blue? Blue, white, pink, this lime green. And then we've got a really dark
brown.
Brown. Chocolate, umber, whatever.
Really pretty.
Yeah. So, yeah. So nice.
So they're
in A5 and A6 sizes each.
Yes.
Same ruling.
Same ruling on everything.
On everything.
And so these are the soft cover, which still has some firmness to it.
Well, and the other thing that we haven't mentioned yet is they have a built-in pen loop.
I know, that's cool.
So like, you know, unlike Leuchtturm, where if you want the pen loop, you got to buy the pen loop. This has already got it in there. And it's got a back pocket in it, and so it's a neat thing. And they're in line with everything else.
Yeah. So Sailor's added a ton of stuff this year. A ton of great stuff. So Sailor has added to their 50 States ink line with Oregon, which is a really pretty green, and Delaware, which is a really pretty magenta.
And he literally just came in yesterday.
Yeah, so I haven't even swabbed him yet. I'll do that today.
The Oregon looks great, though. That looks... I'm
on
the hunt.
What's wrong with magenta?
Well, there's nothing wrong with magenta. I'm just saying the Oregon looks great.
There's another one. yes, really pretty colors. They've done a nice job with all the different colors.
I'm on the hunt for a new green.
Atoya Profolio Summit Journals.
Sorry, go ahead. Keep going.
It's fun to watch you. You don't usually get excited about paper. Is it just the sparkly blue?
It's the sparkly blue. Check that out. I mean, what is not to love about that?
I know.
Sparkly blue.
So one of the Atoya marketing director actually has designed these. And these are Oasis Summit journals. I believe it's the same paper as the...
I think so.
Oasis.
The regular Oasis, yep. 84 gram.
Okay.
They're the same, like the Lamy, it's this lined, dotted pattern.
Yep. An index in the front, which is really cool.
That is neat.
A nice size. It's really thick. It's nice and thick.
Yeah, so three pages of index. You got two bookmarks.
Yes. Beautiful covers. So what do you have? I've got blue and brown.
A sparkly brown, which is great. And I say sparkly brown, but it's...
It's not glitter, but...
If the light hits it right,
Yes.
It just reflects. And the blue is just is great. Mm-hmm. I love the blue.
And then aqua and black.
And they come with, they have a little, a plastic
A plastic cover. Sleeve, which is nice. Yeah. To keep things clean and from getting messed up.
Ivory paper, each page is numbered. There's 252 pages.
Yeah, that's great.
Really a neat alternative. Those were the ones that we were giving away.
For Fountain Pen
Day. For Fountain Pen Day. And they weren't available yet. So if you were one of the lucky ones to get a 21 karat sailor, you got yourself one of these Summit journals for free. So, but now you can buy them.
Yes.
And they're available, and they're very reasonable for what you get. So
this
these are not on the website yet. So these are coming up.
Brian's just a meanie and teasing you.
I am not teasing because these are for sale. I am not keeping any of these.
I have it. Justin, you're my witness.
Absolutely, we are not keeping any of these. I have a...
Were there more than you kept one of those, or how does this work?
Yeah, I kept one. I did. I kept one.
All right.
One. I have a very nice collection of Namiki Sterling. And these are, we have lots of interesting pens. Now these are, we're going to call these experienced.
Okay.
Essentially, no box. You get the pen. I can't remember if they all have converters. I have fountain pens. I have rollerballs. I have most, not all of the patterns. I've got Komodo Dragon. I have Panda. I have a Jaguar. I have the Hawk, all sorts of patterns. I have just about every one.
Okay.
And most of them in fountain, and many of them in rollerball. Plus, I also have a couple of additional pieces that we're going to be putting out, including this lovely Maplecraft rollerball. And yes, if you actually do have a fountain pen section, I believe you can swap this out and turn this into a fountain pen.
Cool.
But all the Namiki Sterling, of course, sterling silver, and most of them have the matching rhodium trimmed nib. I do have a couple that have the original gold-plated nibs. Some don't, but they are as is, where is. They're all practically new.
Okay.
They've been...
Excellent condition.
Yeah, they're excellent condition. Okay. Yeah, they're not... You know, they have not been dragged behind the car, you know,
Who
scratched
does that?
Up. I don't know. Some people do. Just for fun.
Why is that a thing?
I don't know. I have a koi. I mean, so these are fascinating. And they have this beautiful, I love this beautiful large
that is a cool nib.
It writes great. I've got a couple of these pens and they're fantastic. They're a great size. They actually do post rather nicely. And they are going to be available at very attractive prices. So these are coming up. Look for them soon. They will not be, they're not going to be ready at airtime, but we're hoping within the next week, hopefully by next Tuesday, these will be up and ready. And I've got 19 pens here. I think 17 sterlings, and then I have a couple other pilots. And I just to make it completely different, I've got a little inexpensive Acrino here, which is kind of a cute little green cartridge converter with a little nib on it. So those are coming up. They're very exciting. If you need any of these to fill a hole in your collection, any of the particular ones, I do have them. Anyway, so those are coming up. I'm excited about those. I'll stop talking about them.
Okay. I'm just letting you go.
Though, and I should mention one more thing.
I'm done. Wait.
I do. We do have one of these.
What is that?
I forget the name of the pattern, but I'm just going to call it the Cisalet. So this is a new model that has been used, and it's really the fantastic one of the more fantastic models. But so the nibs are what they are, fine, medium. Most of them are finer medium. So
okay,
it might even have a broad in here somewhere. But the holiday gift guide is up. We've got some suggestions for people. If you're looking for something for that hard to find person, we have some suggestions in our holiday gift guide on the website. And take a look at that and work through there. There's some really good ideas. And we should mention, today is Wednesday. USPS indicates that Friday deliveries are expected before December 25th. So
what do you mean Friday?
Friday shipments.
So if you buy it between now and Friday.
If we ship it out on Friday, it is expected to arrive before the 25th.
But keep in mind, that's not a guarantee.
Every year.
And especially this year, we've seen a number of delays. I'm sure partly due to COVID, partly due to weather, partly due to understaffing and lots of other reasons. So if it has to absolutely get there before Christmas, order it now or call and
we can make arrangements. Yeah, we can do express of your particular choosing.
Yep.
But anyway, so and there's always delays at Christmas time, and you know, so we appreciate your patience. And once it leaves us, so, you know, we can't move it along any faster. So we have a shout out this week.
Okay.
Go.
So sending love and hugs to Rob McGuire. Thanks for always watching. Wish you guys, you and your family, a Merry Christmas. And yes, Eric is doing well. Shout out to my childhood friend, Michelle, whose family is going through some health issues with one of their family members. So sending love to Michelle.
Okay. So thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow our blog for news, ink reviews, updated store hours, and whatever else we post.
And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. So like this video and subscribe to the channel, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.